The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you will hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. The Rosary is a very special devotion. In the Rosary, we do not only honor the Blessed Virgin Mary, but we also ask for her powerful intercession. The Blessed Virgin Mary always intercedes for us when we ask her for her help. And the Rosary is one of those powerful weapons that we can use, you know, in prayer and in asking for the Blessed Mother's intercession. Whenever we pray the Rosary, we also meditate on the mysteries of Jesus Christ, his passion, his death, and his resurrection, as well as the miracles that he performed. Blessed Alain de la Roche, one of the early followers of Saint Dominic, who also propagated the Rosary, speaks about the Rosary as being the storehouse of blessings. In the Rosary, we receive a lot of blessings. It's also a very powerful weapon against evil. It's a weapon that brings us victory. In the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, when the Turks almost overran the church and Rome, it is believed that it was the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary through the Rosary, because the Rosary Confraternity, that was the most powerful weapon the church had to fight the Turks, and people everywhere through the Rosary Confraternity prayed the Rosary, and the church eventually won that battle, and that victory is we believe that victory came from praying the Rosary, and that's the reason this feast of the Our Lady of the Rosary in October. I want to encourage you to pray the Rosary every day. I try to do it every single day. Encourage you to pray the Rosary. It takes only about 15 minutes of your time. And the good thing with the Rosary is you can pray it while you're doing something else as well. Maybe driving to the store, to the mall, driving to work, or taking a walk. You can pray the Rosary during that time as well. If you don't know how to say the prayers and everything, get a Rosary CD. You can get it for free from the Mary Foundation, so you can listen to it. Carry one with you everywhere, because it's also a powerful weapon against Satan. There's nothing that scares the devil like a blessed Rosary. I have one hanging in my car. I have one always in my pocket, and I have one hanging in my bed. I have 3 of them around me all the time. So I encourage you, cultivate these devotions to the Blessed Virgin Mary by praying the Rosary, and she will always protect you.